last 18 months or so have been quite a ride for us, and we could talk about it all day, but for the sake of everybody here, we'll keep it brief. Our roller coaster ride first started around May of last year. We went in for a routine pregnancy check at 15 weeks, excited to find out the gender of our fourth child, and that's when we first learned that our family wasn't as invincible as we had previously thought, and we found out that we had lost what we would later find out to be our daughter to an unexpected, unexplained miscarriage. This really shook us, caused us to reevaluate a lot of things, and ultimately did pull us closer to God, but this was really only the beginning. A few months later, our then 17-month-old daughter, Rose, who's down there somewhere, was diagnosed with cancer when a golf ball-sized tumor was found behind her eye. So this is where I want to make something clear about what we mean when we say God is faithful. We make promises to people all the time, and almost as frequently as we make them, we end up breaking them. But as Pastor Kevin said on Sunday, our God is a covenant-keeping God. When he makes a promise, that necessarily is what will happen. What he says is, his word is truth. Now, he doesn't promise that our life will be easy or without trial, but what he does promise is that in the midst of things that aren't so good, for his sons and daughters, those things are still for our good. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Again, it doesn't say that all things are good. It also doesn't say that all things except for the really, really bad stuff work together for our good. It's all things are working together for our good. Now, whether we always feel that or believe that isn't really relevant to the truth of the scripture. Our feelings don't define truth. 2 Timothy 2:13 reminds us of this. It says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." So it's in that vein that I wanted to share just a few of the amazing things that worked out for our good that we could see throughout this episode, either during or after the fact. Firstly, our initial prognosis was awful. Based on the images of the tumor, this was thought to be a cancer that gave us roughly a 50% chance that Rose would see age 5, which was devastating. But immediately, God showed us how not alone we were in this, in that our church, all of you, covered us in prayer, surrounded us in love, and provided for us in gifts and meals, which we indescribably needed and appreciated. Then, based on this anticipated diagnosis, St. Jude took our case, which is not a guarantee, meaning that, one, we would have access to the top experts in the field of childhood cancer in the world, and two, we wouldn't be financially destroyed in the process of trying to save our daughter. But then, if you can believe it, Rose's diagnosis changed. It went from a 50% chance to age 5 to being a 98% chance of a full recovery within a year. And all glory to God. And even if this didn't happen, it wouldn't change our reliance on and faith in God, which is easy to say now. But how much more glory to God that it did change. We had hundreds and hundreds of people following our story on Facebook. We had a few thousand hearing us on the radio, knowing our circumstances, knowing how God's people had been praying fervently for his children. And those people, many believers but many unbelievers, witnessed our great Father answering the cries of his children. A lot more in between here. I'll skip towards later. To top things off, God in his sense of humor and reminding us that this is his show and not our show, 9 months into Rose's treatment and almost a year to the day that we lost Grace in the miscarriage, our little son Michael was born. And what a gift, cute if not loud, that he is. And then lastly, so far anyway, as of this August, Rose is 100% tumor and cancer free. She's just a normal 2-year-old that doesn't even understand yet how God has used her to grow the faith of her parents. So through all of this, our faith grew and continues to grow stronger and stronger as God continues to draw us nearer to him, and his faithfulness has proven itself over and over and over. Whatever happens temporally, our hope is in an eternity that has been bought for us with the blood of Christ, and it's in whom that our faith rests. Thanks.
Amen. Thank you, Chris and Amanda.